Guys, before I start this episode, I want to say that we've hit 200 downloads on the pod. Sorry, that is so cool. I'm literally so excited about it. Thank you so much for everyone that has taken the time to download it and listen to it. Honestly, it's literally so exciting to me. I love how massive podcasts are like 2 million downloads, but like, we all start somewhere and I'm really excited about it. So anyway, welcome to episode 5 of Just a Girl. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. So I'm going to be talking about healing your relationship with food. And I've spoken to someone who I'm really close with and they've given me their insight. And I'm hoping that hearing both me and my friend's experience with eating problems will show you different aspects to healing. They've also been to therapy for anorexia. So I think her experience will really shed light on finding help and things like that. So first of all, I obviously want to get it out there that I will not be mentioning specific weights at all, as it's not helpful and it's not relevant. And I'm not going to be glorifying eating disorders in any way. And my friend who helped me with this episode has also ensured that she has not given any information that will help people with eating disorders get worse. This podcast is to help people and to spread awareness on these topics that are so full of stigmas. It's not to come across as a how-to guide, which I think a lot of people that speak about this can kind of end up making it seem like that. So I've tried to make sure that it's not like that at all. So just like so many other girls, I've spent the majority of my life obsessed with my appearance. At 8 years old, I thought my legs were too fat and I wished they looked like the girls in movies. I would try and not eat, and when I did, I felt so guilty and disgusted with myself. I was 11. This isn't unique. A shocking amount of girls go through this, almost everyone I know. Body image is force-fed to us constantly throughout our lives and constricts our day-to-day lives. I finally become happy with my body. I have days, of course, where I'm upset about how I look, but overall, I love my body and I'm so proud of it. I don't look like a model, but that's okay. If you and I ate the exact same diet and lived the same life, we still wouldn't have the same appearance. Our bodies are built differently and our metabolism is different. The culture of hating your body is so deep-rooted in womanhood. Our mothers dislike their bodies, their mothers dislike their bodies. We have to change this negative inner dialogue that you cannot ever be happy with yourself, that you can always look better. I think my mother is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, and I'm not just saying that because everyone tells me I look like her. I want her to feel beautiful and see herself the way I see her, perfect inside and out. Beauty, like anything else, is subjective. Feeling the need to change your body to fit someone else's perspective of what is beautiful is a deep-rooted urge we all have. But if you feel the need to change to fit someone's ideal, they are not the right person for you. This doesn't just go for appearances. If you are to change your personality or views or opinions for someone else, whether that's for a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a friend, or a family member, then they are not the right person for you. You are created perfectly, and if people can't see that, they are not the right people. The eating disorder world is as full of judgment as the rest of the world. It is competitive and mostly does not want you to recover. My advice to anyone struggling with eating problems is to stay away from social media. People will post about their weight, pictures, old habits, and act as if they're trying to help. But in reality, consuming this content will further voice your eating disorder. So I'd say stay away from any posts about disorderly eating. Speaking to my friend, we discussed the mental side effects of battling problems with food. These include losing your personality, your humour, becoming a different person because you have no energy to be yourself. She told me how she lost her freedom and felt like a slave to numbers. And while this was happening, her relationships broke down with her friends and her own family. Life feels like a constant fog when you're struggling with eating disorders. There are also physical side effects. Of course, I want to reiterate, I'm not going to be mentioning weight at all. My friend spoke to me about how she suffered with tooth decay and bleeding gums, brittle hair, brittle bones, hair loss, fainting, vomiting and anemia. Eating disorders do not just affect your mind, they take over your entire life. If you know someone struggling with eating disorders, they will become completely different and it's important to accept the fact they are not well and to be there for them through this. Disorderly eating can also lead to side effects in your later life, such as infertility. Calories, at the end of the day, are measures of energy. If your food contains 600 calories, eating that compared to something with 200 calories will provide you with much more energy to go about your day. You need to frequently replenish your energy stores with nourishing foods. Eating foods high in protein and fibre may have more calories, but they will keep you energised for long periods of time without demonising particular foods. Villainizing foods will only make you crave them more and will force an obsession in your mind about them. This leads you onto the road of disordered eating. Recovering from your eating disorder does not mean you have to eat absolutely everything you've been restricting yourself from all the time. I tried to do this at first, but I ended up feeling even guiltier. When I realized I could ignore the disordered voice in my head while eating foods that I enjoy, nourish my body, and provide me with energy, I felt completely different. What you choose to eat should not dictate your entire day. Not eating enough will control your day as you spend the entire day exhausted. When seeking help for disordered eating, my friend who I spoke to shared that her first experience wasn't positive. Unfortunately, she was put on a controlling meal plan and ultimately ended up feeling worse. Thankfully, her family realised it wasn't helpful. She described it as putting a plaster on a bullet hole, which I think perfectly sums up people's attitudes to recovery. She was able to seek help through a charity who helped her understand the root of her disordered eating and guide her through the long journey of recovery. Recovery is incredibly hard. Like recovering from any mental illness, it will not be linear and it will be hard, but the struggle is so worth it and it will lead you to freedom. You can't have that freedom without eating the foods you're scared of. You're so strong and so brave, and I know you can defeat the generational voice of shame towards your body. Start small. Eating things like a salad with tortilla chips can become a wrap over time. And allow yourself to feel scared. Recognise it and push yourself. And then allow yourself to feel proud of your accomplishments, no matter how small you think they are. Disordered eating runs throughout families, so these habits are hard to beat. Starting with things like not forcing yourself to finish your plate. If you are not hungry, you have full permission to stop eating. Allow yourself to have snacks if you want some, and use sugar in your coffee or tea if that's what tastes better. Accept the fact that you may have bad days or even bad months. I still have days where I feel guilt about what I eat or feel ashamed of my body, but I force myself to resist the urge of restricting my food or throwing up. I think of what will happen if I follow through on these thoughts. I will end up feeling ashamed of myself for being sick and breaking the streak of beating those voices. I'm proud of myself for every meal I eat without guilt, but I'm also proud of myself for every meal I eat with guilt but continue to eat and then move on with my day. My friend gave advice to recovering. First of all, eat with friends. This removes the silence and lets you be distracted while eating. Also, think about what you can do. She told me how she still struggles with fear foods, but forces herself to confront them and remind herself of the food she never thought she'd be able to eat but now loves. Life is more than food. Spend your life on enjoying food. Allowing yourself to feel your body will enhance every aspect of your life. You have more energy to be yourself. You have the energy to surround yourself with your family and friends. And spend days doing things that you love and enjoy without your mind obsessing over food. Don't waste your only time on this earth with an eating disorder and obsessing over your appearance. You are so much more than the voices. You're strong, you're beautiful, and you're so loved. You're not what your mind tries to tell you that you are. For help with eating disorders, you can talk to Beat at 0808 801 0677. This is a charity dedicated to helping people with eating disorders overcome it no matter where you are on the journey. It is also there to help anyone who knows a person who is battling eating disorders and to bring awareness to the cause. A charity to seek therapy is called YES. It is a free charity and provides therapy, which is a great option if you can't go down the route of private therapy, which many can't. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I'm really grateful for it. And I also want to say a massive thank you for all the positive messages I've got about this podcast. I'm so glad people are listening and enjoying, and the things people have said to me are so sweet, so thank you. This podcast is now out on Google Play if you'd rather listen on there, and I'm hoping I can get it on Spotify soon. I'm just really bad at computers, and I need to get Ella over to figure it out for me. But yeah, that's all from me. Thank you for listening.